Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but an active moment with my arms outstretched. I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away.
To the broadcast on tonight. We want to welcome the Holy Spirit first and foremost to the broadcast on tonight. And we just invite the Holy Spirit to come in and take over this broadcast and to speak what he wants to speak and to teach us what he wants us to know. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So let us just enter into the throne of grace on tonight. Let's enter to God's courts with praise and thanksgiving on tonight, because he's done mighty and wondrous things for us. you know, the date of Thanksgiving is gone, but we ought to be thanking and praising God every single day. The Bible tells us in Psalm 150, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have breath in your body, you should be able to praise the Lord. One, because you're alive, and two, if you're born again, you should be able to praise him because you're born again. He brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's so many people out here now who are not born again. So many people out here now who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So many people out here right now in false religions, and if they're in any religion at all, but don't even know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins. So we have so much to be thankful for on tonight, just being born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And knowing the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord on tonight. So Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for another day. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we sometimes take your grace and your mercy for granted, and I ask you to forgive us for taking your grace and your mercy for granted. Father, I just thank you on tonight. I ask you to forgive us for each and every sin that we've committed, Lord God, each and every sin, thought, word, deed, actions, Lord God, anything that we've done that was not pleasing to you, anything that we've done to grieve your Holy Spirit, God, we ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you would, by your Holy Spirit, just run this broadcast on tonight. Every person that is listening on tonight, Father, I pray that you will give them a greater understanding of your word. Not that I have a greater understanding, God, but your Holy Spirit is our teacher and can teach us greater things than we know. So, Father, we just submit to your Holy Spirit on tonight, Lord God. We submit, we abandon, Lord God, anything in us that would cause us not to hear your word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you and give you praise and glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, today is Saturday, November the 26th, 2011. And I just want to thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God because, again, like I said earlier, we are alive and we are born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people walking around still in darkness because the God of this world has them blinded. Satan has them blinded to foolishness. And I thank God tonight that which he chose us. I don't know, you know, from the foundation of the world, I don't know why he chose us to be born again. I don't know why he chose us to walk in the marvelous light and come out of darkness, but it doesn't matter to me why he did. I'm just glad he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank him that we were predestined to serve him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God that he knew us before we knew him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he was there with us. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Hallelujah. He knows the very numbers of hair on our heads on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God. We might even be losing some of our hairs, but God still knows the very number of hairs on our heads. That's how much he cares about us, that he would even know the very number of hairs on our head. Glory to God. And we know that our hair sheds every day. Hallelujah. But God still knows the number of hairs on our head. Glory to God. I heard somebody say you might have a weave on. You might have braids in your hair for the women. Hallelujah. Men, you might cut your hair down so low you don't think God knows, but he knows the number of hairs on your head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank him on tonight that he would think that much about us, that he would even be concerned with the number of hairs on our head. That's an awesome God, that he would just take time out to even consider us, consider the number of hairs on our head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I thank and praise God on tonight because he is wonderful. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. And I just glorify his name on tonight and I bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's just talk tonight about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. We just ignore the Holy Spirit on sometimes. But before we start, I just want to say hi to Brother Dre on tonight in the chat room. Hi. I want to say hi to my husband. Hallelujah. I don't see him in the chat room yet, but I know he's on his way. Glory to God. I want to say hi to everybody on the phone lines, you know, and thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. We did change the program to 7 o'clock. Please spread the word to your friends, to your family, that we are changing the broadcast to 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock was a little, you know, cumbersome for some people. So we're going to try the 7 o'clock format for a little while and see how it works. Praise God. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your pastors and apostles and evangelists and everybody you know so they can join us on this broadcast. Glory to God. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, again, we want to talk about the Holy Spirit. If you have a paper and a pencil or pen or some type of writing utensil, I want you to write these scriptures down. And before I read any of them, I'm just going to give them to you so that at some point when we go over them during the broadcast, you can refer back to these scriptures. Okay? And if any of you have listened to the any of the broadcasts, you know that we have gone over this very recently about the Holy Spirit, and we just tend to forget about the Holy Spirit. Some people don't think the Holy Spirit is important. Some people don't think the Holy Spirit is real. Some people just think the Holy Spirit is just there. Or, you know, I don't even really care that the Holy Spirit is there because they have Jesus, and that's all that matters. Well, the Holy Spirit is a very integral part of the Trinity, which we know the Trinity is not in the Bible, but the concept of the Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity is spoken about. God is spoken about as a separate entity. Jesus is spoken about as a separate entity. And the Holy Spirit is talked about as a separate entity. That would take my husband, G-Man Scott, Bishop Scott, to really get in on this conversation about the Holy Spirit and how he explains the Holy Spirit in the form of H2O. But, you know, if he gets on the line, I'll allow him to, you know, get on and talk about that. Glory to God. But the Holy Spirit is a very real part of the Godhead, and we don't acknowledge him. So let's go over the scriptures, because I get to talking and I forget about the scriptures, but let's go over the scriptures. The Holy Spirit is our helper, and you can find those scriptures in John, the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 16 to 18. Also, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 26. Okay, the Holy Spirit is your helper. Now, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity of God. Again, you will not find the word Trinity in the Bible, okay? But it is difficult for us to understand how there could be only one God, yet he'll reveal himself as three different people. Okay, again, if my husband gets on the line, I will ask him to explain that the way he does, because when he explained it to me, it made a whole lot of sense, H2O. And he uses the illustration of an ice cube. But I'll let him explain it to you because I might mess it up. Amen. So, how does the Holy Spirit help us? Romans chapter 8, verse 26. That should be a very familiar scripture to a lot of us. Okay? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Jude 1, verse 20. The Holy Spirit guides us, verse 14. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. John chapter 16, verse 13. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, 26. We went through that again. That's the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. John, the Gospel of John 14:26, the Holy Spirit reminds us of the Word. Again, the Gospel of John chapter 14:26, the Holy Spirit declares to us the things of Jesus. The Gospel of John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. The Holy Spirit abides with us. Again, we're going back to the Gospel of John. Chapter 14, verses 16 to 18, we really, really, really need to study this until it gets down in our spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be witnesses. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. The Holy Spirit brings life and healing to us. Romans, chapter 8, verse 11. And the Holy Spirit encourages us. Romans 8, verse 16. And 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. All of this that I just read to you can be found at www.believers.org. Okay? www.believers.org. If you want to refer back to any scripture that I just mentioned, you may go to www.believers.org. Okay? Wanted to put that out there and let y'all know that I have to do research, too, on the scriptures. So when you get time, and I suggest that you, I strongly suggest, I beseech you, as Paul would say, to take the time and meditate on these scriptures, not just read them, but meditate on the Word of God. The Bible tells us to meditate on the Word day and night. Take these scriptures and read them until they get into your spirit, and you get to know who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit, we need to have a relationship with Him because of what the scripture said. Now, we just went over those scriptures. Let's just read the scriptures we just went over. John 14, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 16 to 18, it says, and Jesus is talking, and He says, and I will pray the Father. Now, this is right here is going to show you how God is God, but how He shows Himself in three different separate people, okay? Jesus is talking. He says, and I will pray the Father. The Father is God. And He will give you another helper. The helper is the Holy Spirit, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Jesus is telling us that He dwells with you, but He will be in you. This is something He's telling us that was going to happen. At His time, He was telling us this was going to happen. And if you refer to the book of Acts, chapter 1, you will see that what Jesus said actually happened. Okay? Can I get a witness? Glory to God. I know, Brother Dre, I don't know why you're not on the telephone, but you actually can get on the phone and help a sister out with this. My husband, G-Man Scott, thank you so much for joining the chat room. But I need you on the telephone because I need you to really go over the Holy Spirit and do that illustration that you do with the ice and the water and the steam. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the phone because I want you to explain that to the listeners. I just don't want to explain it to them and mess it up. So everybody, give me a couple of seconds. I'm just going to give my husband the phone so he can minister to you this portion of the Holy Spirit. We're going to read the rest of the scriptures first before he actually starts talking because we want to get these scriptures in. Amen. Glory to God. So my husband's going to get on the line, and he's going to explain that to you, but let's just read these scriptures right quick. So the scriptures that we just read was in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Now we're going to read the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7. It says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. This is Jesus talking again. He's referring to the Holy Spirit as our helper. He said it in the Gospel of John, verse chapter 14. Now He's saying it again in the Gospel of John, chapter 16. But if you notice in John chapter 14 and John chapter 16, Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as our helper, and He referred to Him as the truth. Okay, in John 14, He said the Spirit of truth. In John 17, He said, I'm telling you the truth. It is to your advantage I go away. If I don't go away, the Helper is not going to come. And He also refers to the Holy Spirit as a Him. He refers to Him as a person. Jesus is not referring to the Holy Spirit as an it. He's referring to Him as a person, okay? In John 15, He says, but when the Helper comes, here's that word again, when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. So the Holy Spirit, our helper, is known as the Holy Spirit, our helper, the Spirit of truth. And when He comes, He will testify of Jesus. Well, the Holy Spirit is already here. Jesus told us in John chapter 14, He said the Holy Spirit will not only dwell with you, but He will be in you. He will be in you. Okay, so we're going to talk about that some more. Who is the Holy Spirit? We did read Romans 8 and verse 26, all right? Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. The King James Version says, helps our infirmities. I'm reading from the New King James Version. So it says, likewise, the Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about unclean spirits because we know the unclean spirits are not going to help our infirmities. Unclean spirits, Jesus did not send unclean spirits to dwell in us. Anything unclean has not come from God, did not come from Jesus. Okay, he's talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You look at the capital S. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit himself, this is Jesus, this is the Word of God, this is Paul talking, but he says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, okay? Some of us don't want to say that we're weak. Some of us don't want to say that we have infirmity. Some of us don't want to say that we don't know what to pray for as we ought. So Jesus told us in the Scriptures and the Gospels that don't be like the hypocrites and don't use vain repetition. Don't keep saying the same thing over and over again, trying to sound deep, trying to sound like you know everything. You know, that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. We don't know what to pray for as well. When we begin to pray in the Spirit, you don't know who the Holy Spirit is praying for. He could be praying for you. He could be praying for your husband or wife. He could be praying for your children. He could be praying for somebody across the world. We don't know who he's praying for, but he's praying the will of God. And you can always know when you have the Holy Spirit is going to point you to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not going to come to lift you up and exalt you and put your name on a marquee. The Holy Spirit is coming to point back to Jesus, okay, to point back to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not here for us so that we can go ahead and, you know, have the biggest name and be promoted on Blog Talk Radio or be promoted on television. The Holy Spirit has come to be our helper, okay? He's come to be our helper. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, it's talking about speaking in tongues, okay? It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak unto men, but unto God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. People don't understand about speaking in tongues, but we're going to get into that too. We're going to talk about speaking in tongues, all right? And I got a whole thing about speaking in tongues, but we're going to talk about that later. Okay, in Jude chapter, in verse 20, in the book of Jude, there's only one chapter. In verse 20 it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit comes to build us up. If you just read that, the Holy Spirit comes to build us up, build our faith up, praying in the Holy Spirit. How is that building our faith up? Because the Holy Spirit is praying the express will of God. The Holy Spirit is praying things that we don't even really know what to pray. So we're building our faith up, trusting the Holy Spirit to pray whatever it is the Father wants us to pray, okay? And those things, whatever the Holy Spirit is, he's leading us to pray, and he's praying for us. Whatever he's praying is the will of God. The Bible said we pray his will. Everything we ask in his will, he hears us, he's going to give it to us. So don't be asking the Holy Spirit to pray to give you somebody else's husband or wife because he's not going to pray that kind of prayer. Okay, he's not going to pray that kind of prayer. So don't pray that kind of prayer. Okay, the Holy Spirit is our guide. Romans 8:14. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Too many of us are not led by the Holy Spirit of God. We're led by our flesh. We're led by our thinking. We're led by our emotions. We're led by our desires. We're led by the lust of our eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We're led by everything but the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is supposed to be inside of us, but we don't even acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We just do what we want to do when we want to do it. Right? Okay, right. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 and 7. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, I don't know how to say that, in the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Did you read that? But the Holy Spirit didn't permit them to go. Okay, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. The Holy Spirit told them no. How many times the Holy Spirit tell us no when we go ahead and do what we want to do anyway? The Holy Spirit said, no, don't preach in Asia. Oh, no, no, Lord, no, you know, I got to preach here. I got to preach here because I just have to. I know it's a word in my mouth for them, Lord. I got to preach. And he's saying, no, don't do it. But we want to go past the Holy Spirit, and we want to do it our way. He knew why he didn't want them to preach in Asia. He said, no, he didn't permit them to preach in Asia. They went to two other places, and the Holy Spirit still did not permit them to preach. Okay? This is the Holy Spirit guiding us. That falls under the caption of the Holy Spirit guiding us. Okay? John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. I'm trying to enunciate. I'm trying to say differently. He. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is not something or something. You know, as we say, something told me. Something said. It's the Holy Spirit. If it's telling you to do something right, it's the Holy Spirit. If it's telling you to do something wrong, now you can say something told me. And you know it wasn't the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is not going to tell you to do something wrong. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into unrighteousness. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you to go out there and commit adultery. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you to go out there and get drunk. The Holy Spirit is not going to go out there and tell you to do anything unseemly or unrighteous. That's not the Holy Spirit. So if something told you to go out there and do that, understand that it was not the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Okay. Going back to the Gospel of John, verse 14, chapter 14, I'm sorry, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit, the Helper. In this verse right here, he's called the Helper. He's called the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus talking. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit. God may have given us visions and dreams, and we're trying to work these visions and dreams out on our own self with our own head knowledge. We're trying to work these things out of what we think we know, and the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us to do it one way, but we're trying to do it the way we think we know best, because we're operating out of our head knowledge and we're not operating out of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead, so don't you know the Holy Spirit would know more than what we know? The Holy Spirit is here to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. But we think we know so much more than the Holy Spirit, because we don't know him. We don't know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to teach us things to come. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will tell you things to come. Tell you things to come. He's not going to keep you, you know, blinded or keep you in the dark and say, you know, and just not let you know what's going on. He's going to tell you things to come. But we got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'd gather to say that if you're not in the apostolic or not in the Pentecostal faith, I don't know how many of us really be dealing with the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't taken statistics, but I know apostolics and Pentecostals believe in their Holy Spirit and believe in speaking in tongues and believe in allowing the Holy Spirit to pray to help their infirmities, to help them, because they don't know what to pray for as they ought. I know that. I've been in apostolic churches. I've been in Pentecostal churches. I know. They do more than roll around on the floor. I need you to know this, okay? And Brother Dre, you know I said that on your behalf, but I'm just kidding, but it's the truth. It's the truth, okay? So, glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So, now, I would like for my husband to get on the phone and explain to you the Holy Spirit as he explained it to me about with the ice cube. And praise the Lord, TLO Ministry. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. Good evening, Evangelist, and to everyone in the chat room and on the phone lines and those who will be listening in the archives. I'm G-Man Scott, the husband to your beautiful and gracious hostess. my wife, Evangelist Teresa Jeanette Scott. She's asked me to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, in particular in relationship to his Godhead and to the concept of Trinity. This has been an issue within the Christian church from the beginning, of Christianity. Just who is God? You know, the Jews, who we are adoptive sons and daughters of, they believe in one God, and so do we. So how do we reconcile this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all being God if we believe in one God? Islam would say that we do believe in three gods. The Jews would also say we believe in three gods, but this is not true. God in three persons. God manifested in three persons. And though the concept, the word of Trinity is never mentioned neither in the Old nor the New Testament, or even the Apocrypha for that matter, the concept is clearly stated in the New Testament. St. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, deals with the baptism of Yahshua Jesus. And there we see the interacting of all three working all at the same time in the same place. We see the Son in the person of Yahshua Jesus. We see the Holy Spirit in the presence of the image or the likeness, as if it were a dove, falling upon Yahshua. And then we hear the voice of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." All three were revealing themselves all at the same time in the same place there at the Jordan River. And people say, "How can that be?" Well, I've used an analogy that I've used for many a year now, and it deals with the concept of what God created. God created a compound called H2O. And H2O, most of us have learned it when we were in nothing more than in elementary school. We didn't even learn it in high school. We learned this in elementary school, one of the basic lessons of science, one of the first lessons of science, and certainly the essential lesson in chemistry was the concept of H2O. H2O, we know, can be seen in three different ways. We can see H2O in water, as water. We can see H2O as ice. And we can also see H2O as steam. Now, H2O is the main ingredient. H2O is the essence of all three. H2O is all three. Water is no less H2O than is ice. Ice is no less H2O than is steam. All of them are H2O. You can take a glass, pour some water inside the glass, put an ice cube or two inside the water, and put it on a hot stove, and before the ice would melt, for a moment you'll see all three interacting together. You'll see the water, you'll see the ice, and you'll begin to see the steam all forming, all appearing, all revealing themselves at the same time. So it is with God. God can be equated to H2O. The Father can be equated, if you will, to water. The Son can be equated to ice. And, of course, the steam aptly can be equated to the Holy Spirit. If I always say this, if God can work that in nature, if God can work that through chemistry, if God can create that in the earth, which has its limitations, its temporal aspects to it, then certainly he himself can be it as well. If God, whatever God can create, he can be. We're putting limitations on God anytime we say God can't do this, or God will not do that, or God cannot do this or that. This is impossible. There's nothing impossible according to the word of God with God. Nothing. If God can have a donkey talk and the sun to stand still and all of the planets continue to revolve around that sun in spite of the fact that it's scientifically impossible, it's illogical, the planet should have collided when the sun stood still, But everything was in order because God created it all. And whatever God creates, God can control, God can maneuver, God can suspend logic, God can suspend impossibilities, because God is God. Now, anytime we say that God can't, then he's no longer God. Anytime we say that's impossible with him, or God would not do that, first of all, I think that's an assumption on our part. Who are we to say anything what God would or would not do? But even by saying it, we're limiting God, and we're also confining God to our own understanding, which is very finite. Even the medical community, the scientific community say that we use just a small portion of our brain. If you use 50% of your brain, you're better than a genius. That's how little bit of the brain we actually use. So there are things in this world, there are certainly things in the spiritual realm that we will never fully comprehend. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, but now we see through a glass darkly. We only know in part. So there are some things in this world we cannot know, but we do know there are evidences of the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son as Trinity throughout the Bible, not only in St. Matthew chapter 3, but if you look at the last book, or the last chapter of St. Matthew, you'll see as Christ was ascending into heaven, he told them, go into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that Christ, as my wife just indicated, said that he was going to leave as our comforter, as our guide, as our Ruach HaKodesh. That he was going to be the one that was going to manifest himself and reveal himself and guide us and direct us and lead us. The book of Acts makes it clear who the Holy Spirit is. And I want you to turn to that right now. I have it right for you. It's the book of Acts, chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 3 and 4. Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Now, the backdrop, if you will, deals with a man called Ananias and his wife Sapphira. And they sold their possessions and they bargained with God's gifts. And the apostle Peter reprimanded them for it. And this is what he says in verse 3. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. So in verse 3, it says that you lied to the Holy Spirit. In verse 4, it identifies who the Holy Spirit actually is. The Holy Spirit is God. You didn't lie to me. See, when we lie, when we deceive who we think are men, particularly men of faith and women of faith, we think that we've then pulled something on them, tricked them, flim-flam them. But here Peter is saying, you're not tricking them. You're tricking the Holy Spirit. You're tricking God. That's why when Christ said that all sins would be forgiven but the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, it's because the Holy Spirit is in the world. It's God's presence in the world today. Let me say it again. The Holy Spirit is God's presence in the world today. Don't get it twisted. The Holy Spirit is not a hocus-pocus ghost. And that's why I kind of steer away from Holy Ghost reference to the Holy Spirit, though the Bible does refer to him as the Holy Ghost at times. But I think man's impressions, we are impacted by words, and we have preconceived ideas of what words mean, and sometimes rightly so, sometimes misguided. But nevertheless, we are guided by what a word is. And when we think of a word, we think of ghosts, we think of Hocus Pocus, we think of Casper, we think of the ghost starring with the actor and all of this type of thing. We think of some spiritual Hocus Pocus type of thing. But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. He is God. So as we go forward, as evangelists continue to move forward in explaining this wonderful concept, let us remember when I think we need to pay more, give more praise and adulation and worship to the Holy Spirit. I think the church has done the Holy Spirit an injustice. Many within the church, many within the body of Christ have relegated the Holy Spirit to a conceptual thing and not an actual thing. And I use that word not in a disrespectful way, but I'm using it in terms of how we relegated the Holy Spirit. We relegated to him to really of no existence in some churches. There is no, they acknowledge his existence, but they do not tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:13, it tells us that there are even some deeds, that there's some sins that we cannot in our own overcome. We cannot mortify these deeds, if you will, save through the Holy Spirit. When we pray, there are some things that we cannot even pray for and have God hear because we cannot articulate, nor can we get our thoughts formed to actually pray exactly what we need, first of all, because we don't know exactly what we need. We're finite beings. We know what we are. We live in the moment. That's human beings. We can only see the moment. The Holy Spirit, because he is God, knows our yesterday, our today, and our tomorrow. And so when he prays on our behalf, intercedes on our behalf, he's praying with full knowledge of our tomorrow. Do we know what's going to happen on tomorrow? Can we say that this is going to happen and that's going to happen definitively without fear of contradiction? James says this about us. He says we're like a vapor. We're like a fog, the New Living Translation says. We're like a fog. We're here one day, and we're gone sometime that very day. So there's nothing that we know and nothing that we can guarantee in our tomorrow, but the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can because the Holy Spirit is God, and he created us, and he sustains us, and he will take us to our tomorrow if we allow him. But just like Christ himself stands at the door and knocks, so the Holy Spirit waits for our petitioning him to interject himself into our lives. He's there. In fact, when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, at that moment he becomes a part of your life in a very active way. But there's a difference between his appearing in your life and his having full reign in your life. There's a difference in his impartation in your life and his abiding in your life. There is a difference between his visiting every now and then and you're being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a difference. At the moment of our accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit enters into our lives in a very active way, ready to do, ready to intercede, ready to protect, ready to sustain, ready to guide, ready to direct, ready to do all those wonderful things that we need to make our lives all that God purposed them to be. He's standing at the ready, ready to do it. Once we receive our Lord and our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, then the Holy Spirit automatically is activated. He stands at attention, ready. What can I do for you? Here I am. Come to me. I'll comfort you. I'll help you. I'll guide you. I'll be your paraclete. And what do? We don't even tap into God himself to resolve our situation. Oh, we pray to the Father, yes, Lord, have mercy. We'll pray to Christ Jesus, yes, Lord, come, Lord. But what about the Holy Spirit? Do we really ever call on him? He said, Christ said, I'm sending him to you. I'm going away. He's making it clear. I'm going. Bye. Bye, y'all. See you at the rapture or at the judgment seat or at the great white throne. It all matters what category you're in. Whether you're going to be at the rapture, whether you're going to be at the judgment seat, or whether you're going to be at the great white throne. But everybody's going to see him again, because the word said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. But he said, but when I leave, I'm sending somebody. I'm sending God again. God's coming back again. So this world is never without the presence of God. Never. On hand. I'm not talking about in heaven interceding. That's what Christ is doing. He's always been on hand. The Father was on hand with Adam and Eve. Moses met God the Father at Mount Sinai. Abraham heard the voice of God at Mount Moriah. For 33 years, he walked the shores of Capernaum and Galilee, in the streets of Bethlehem and Jerusalem, as Yeshua HaMashiach. And he's walking the streets up and down the aisles of life today as the Holy Spirit. Get it into your spirit that the Holy Spirit is here. Get it into your mind, your soul, that the Holy Spirit is here. And there's some things, no matter how much you're wrapped up, tied up, sold out, that you still can't do because you still are wrapped in flesh too. We all are still wrapped in flesh as well. We have not shut off these mortal bodies yet. They still stand as a hindrance. And we need somebody. Not something, somebody. That's stronger, that's more powerful, that can override and overcome and mortify the flesh. We need the Holy Spirit. We always are talking about of that day and hour no man knows when the Son of Man returns, but the Holy Spirit's here now. The Holy Spirit's here right now.
Right now.
2 days after Thanksgiving, the Holy Spirit is here right now.
Right now.
We don't know the day and the hour when the Son of Man is going to return, but the Holy Spirit, we know one thing, the Holy Spirit's here right now.
You better preach, man.
Boy, I mean, we're missing out on a great opportunity. We're waiting on signs and wonders and for the sky to break open and for God through Christ Jesus to reveal himself to earth again, and we're waiting for that great getting up morning and all of this type of thing, and when the trumpet's going to sound, we're waiting for that. We're listening to people predict and wrongly predict and mispredict and don't know what they're predicting every single week, and nothing still has happened, and we're just waiting and waiting and waiting. But we got God in the world right now. Anything you need, anything that you desire, if it's in the will of God, the Holy Spirit can provide it. The Holy Spirit has the sanctioning, the approval, the accommodation of the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit was there in the creation. When God said, let us make man in our own image, the Elohim said, let us make man in our own image. He wasn't talking to Gabriel and Michael and Raphael and Uriel. He was talking to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were in conference. We're not made in the image of angels. We're made in the image of God. And when he breathed into us the breath of life and made that clay into a living soul, he breathed into us and poured a spark of his divinity into and made it into our own spirit. Our spirits, each of our spirits, have a bit of a spark, a bit of the breath of God in them. Think about it. Your spirit has a bit of God in it. And it's activated when the Holy Spirit moves in it. Once our spirit gets and confesses and acknowledges the fact that Christ Jesus is our Lord, then the Holy Spirit comes into our spirit and moves in our spirit and directs our spirit and guides our spirit to higher ground, to the purpose that God had planned for us from the foundation of the world. Some things you can't do without the Holy Spirit. He says that when you can't pray, when you've prayed everything you can pray in every language, in every conceptual thing that you can conceive of, you've prayed about it, and you've said all that you can say, and you can't say no more, but you got to say, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all thy quickening power, come and take this prayer that I have feebly attempted to deliver unto the Father. You take it and you make it what my spirit longs for me to do. That's why it's important to learn how to speak in tongues. I don't believe tongues is a prerequisite for salvation. No, I don't believe that. But it opens up the doors of heaven broader than we could ever hope to have them open when we speak in our own native language. There's some things that we when we're speaking in the Spirit that the Holy Spirit hears it and then he interprets it and then he even expands on it before the Father. There's some words that no human language have words for. Not English, not French, not Russian, not Spanish, not Portuguese, not Vietnamese, not South Korean or North Korean. No language in this human realm can possibly have all the words needed to speak to a mighty creating God. But the Holy Spirit, because he is God, knows every possible word, every possible concept, every possible way to communicate to God, because he is God. Let God have his way. And you can only do that when you allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. You can't say you believe in God and don't believe in the presence of God in the world today through the Holy Spirit. And in my heart, my spirit right now is telling me that's what blaspheming the Holy Spirit's all about. It's not saying GD or taking God's name in vain and all of that. Oh, that's a small part of it. But that's the obvious. Once again, that's the monster sin. Most of us have gotten control of that. We don't use that anymore. Not those who are walking in Christ. Most of us would never use that derogatory terms about God and his name. But when you don't allow the Holy Spirit to be God in your life, because he is God in your life, you're blaspheming him because you're mocking him and you're reducing him to a common equator.
Oh, wow.
He's not God when you never call on him. How can he intercede on your behalf when you never consult him?
Jesus.
How can he interject himself in your life and speak on your behalf when you've never formally introduced yourself to him?
My.
Let's get it together, folk. Let's get together. We talk about we believe in God. We believe also in God. We believe in God. Well, if you don't believe in the Holy Spirit in order to activate his presence in your life and utilize it and allow it to have its perfect work in you, then you don't believe in God the way you think you do. See, one of the main things that we say as Christians about those who believe in God but don't believe in Jesus is because we always say what? You can't believe in God and not believe in Christ because Christ is God. Well, let me extend it one more person then. You can't believe in God the Father, and you can't believe in God the Son, not my God the Father, not my God the Son, if you don't believe in God the Holy Spirit. And that's for the Christian. That ain't for the Muslim. That's not for the Jewish brother or sister. That's for the Christian. If you say that you can't, you don't believe in the God I believe in because you don't believe in Jesus, then you don't believe in the God that I believe in. If you don't utilize and believe in and call upon the name of the Holy Spirit, you still don't believe in God because God is triune, not a duality. He's not a duality. He's a triune God.
Amen.
Now, usually when a preacher says that, means she wants the other preacher to stop.
No.
So I'm going to... I'm from old school. I'm old school. When they say, when they get a hey, man, my brother, hey, man, that's it. Wrap it up, my brother, wrap it up. So I'm going to do this, man, because I know this. but I, hopefully I made the point clearly, succinctly, and without any room of contradiction or any room for wavering, footnote, conclusion of the matter. The epilogue, if you will, is simply this. If you don't believe in the Holy Spirit and don't allow him to be the God in your life will never be what God intended it to be. Never. That's the truth of the matter.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I always know if I put my husband on the phone, we're going to get an answer. Glory to God. So stay on the line, but we're going to go to a song. We're going to take a break for a moment.
Okay.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
Stay in the chat room, everyone, and we're going to come back with some more scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God.
Hi, caller. Did you have a question?
May I be like you.
God bless you, baby.
God bless you.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God.
Hello.
May I be like you.
You are the Father. I am the Savior.
God. May it be like you. Glory to God. I just want to say thank you to my husband for giving us that word. Hallelujah. Wow. He is just awesome. I thank God for how he uses my husband, and I thank God that I can call upon him in a moment's notice. The Bible says be ready in season and out of season. Glory to God. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for my husband. Glory to God. We have a caller on the line from area code 708. Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Good evening, God bless you. No, God bless you, God bless you. The Holy Spirit is what it is.
The Holy Spirit is what it is.
My daughter was missing. My daughter was missing, and something said, get on Sister Teresa's prayer line and talk Blog Talk and just listen. Don't say anything. And so now I'm going to pick up Nadia.
Oh,
so the Holy Spirit is what it is.
Yes, glory to God.
Nadia's bipolarity, and I need prayer because Nadia's bipolarity puts her in danger many times. And I just keep pleading the blood of Jesus over her and asking the Holy Ghost fire to lead us, guide us, and to protect her and to exchange her blood for the blood of Jesus, because she's 15 and she just puts herself in danger. And sometimes she refuses to take her meds, and so sometimes she goes missing. But this time, instead of calling the police, I reached out to the great hand, the mighty hand, and asked for the Holy Spirit. And your topic is absolutely timely for such a time as this. And I'm very pleased. I'm very filled with the Holy Ghost. And I know Nadia is not her own. She is God's daughter. I gave her back when I had her, but Lord have mercy. So only the Holy Ghost can protect her and lead us and guide us all, because we all are going through something. And God is a mighty God, that he would send on Pentecost the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for having this.
Thank God. Well, we're going to stop right now. We just want to pray for Nadia. And I ask for everybody in the chat room, if you can, to just agree with us in prayer. And we're going to pray for Nadia and her mom. This is Sister Susan.
Yes,
she used to be very regular on the broadcast when we started early on. And, you know, we just want to lift her daughter, Nadia, up in prayer.
Amen.
Those that know, I know everybody in the chat room and everybody on the phone line know how to pray. So let's just begin to pray for her. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now, Father God, and we lift up Nadia to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, your Holy Spirit knows exactly where Nadia is. And, Father, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will minister to Nadia right now wherever she is and lead her back home, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over him in her life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to Nadia's mind and plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that wherever Nadia is, that your Holy Spirit will just bring your word back to her remembrance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she will begin to call out your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. For your word just taught us that your Holy Spirit will bring all things back to our remembrance, Lord God. And we know that Nadia has the word in her. So we ask that the Holy Spirit will just bring the word back to Nadia's remembrance in the name of Jesus, that she will begin to cry out to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy on every hand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we rebuke every evil spirit. We take authority over every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for it right now, God. We call her clean by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father, we just thank you and we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say that we speak to you now and command you to leave her in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose her in the name of Jesus. She is a child of God. She has spoken out of her mouth and accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. So she is a child of God. Hallelujah. And, Father, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit leading her back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we strengthen this mother. We stand in unity with this mother and agreement with this mother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your word says we're touch and agree, Lord God. Where two or three come together in my name, you're in the midst, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And such agree, Lord God, that you will do that thing for us, Lord God. So we agree as touching that thing that Nadia is home. Nadia has a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nadia is healed in the name of Jesus in her mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak to every spirit of schizophrenia. We speak to every lion spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just speak to those spirits right now and command you to leave Nadia in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you for the victory right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your protection over her right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we ask that you put a mark on her, Lord God, that anybody that will come to her to try to do anything to her, that they will see your holiness on her, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We rebuke double-mindedness. We come against double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. We can come against split personalities, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of lying in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We come against the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. That is done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You've given us. Hallelujah, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt Nadia in the name of Jesus. This is the word of God in Luke 10:19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak your word, God, and your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish, Lord God, the thing where it was sent. Hallelujah. And prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we declare the enemy has been rendered harmless in the name of Jesus. He has no control over this family in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, I bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, you said to train a child up in the way that he should go, and when he grows old, he will not depart from it. And Father, we know that this mother has raised this child up in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would bring every word that she was taught back to her remembrance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word says the Holy Spirit would help our infirmities. The Holy Spirit would help our weakness. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help. Hallelujah. All of Nadia's infirmities, her weakness right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To help her infirmity. Hallelujah. Right now to help her weakness in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, purified daughter. Hallelujah. But Father, hallelujah, Jesus gave us power over unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease, according to Matthew 10:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the authority that we have, hallelujah, that Jesus gave to us, we speak to every unclean spirit in Nadia right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak to you, unclean spirits, and cast you out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We agree. Hallelujah, with the prayer of Purified Daughter. We agree with the prayer of TLO Ministry, the deliverance for Nadia in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We agree with the prayer of G-Man Scott to strengthen, hallelujah, Susan and the family. Hallelujah. As we petition you, oh God, and wait on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you for her safe return, oh God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If anybody wants to call in and do a prayer live on the line, you may do so right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we ask the Holy Spirit to come in and take over on tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And when one of us suffers in the body of Christ, all of us suffer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we stay in agreement with this sister in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I know if it was my child, I would ask God, ask somebody to pray for me. For my children, glory to God. And I know somebody has prayed for me and my children, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you know, hallelujah, one can send 1,000 to flight, two can chase 10,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we speak to every demon that has captivated her mind, that has captured her mind. We speak to them in the name of Jesus, in the authority of the name of Jesus, and cast you out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For we know that right now we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we speak to those principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast you down right now in Jesus' name. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring it into captivity. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We cast down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything imagined, everything, every evil thing spoken over her life, every lie told to her, spoken into her spirit, we cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak victory right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We take authority right now over the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak to the darkness that is surrounding Nadia right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak to those dark spirits. We speak to every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. We speak to you right now and cast you out by the authority of the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're in a chat room, if you want to call, the number is 323-693-3054 to do spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We stand, hallelujah, tonight in agreement for Nadia to come home in the name of Jesus. We just rebuke that runaway spirit in the name of Jesus, that spirit that is running away from the will of God. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to come into subjection to the Holy Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God that this was not by accident. In the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit had this broadcast on tonight. This was not by accident. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This was not by accident. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for, hallelujah, Nadia's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For everybody in the chat room who prayed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, yes, your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Unto all of us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jesus and his guidance. And his care of us and his protection. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit.
Jesus,
oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We say
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your promise.
Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for each of us.
Jesus.
Each of us has something going on. But the Holy Ghost takes care of it all. Thank you, Father, for your omnipresence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for each and every one of us. We need you and we thank you. Your promises are sure, Father God. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, you will put it inside of each of us. Thank you. Thank you. When we babies to the elders of elders, the Holy Ghost travels. It leads us and guides us. Oh, Father, because you love us. Oh, Father, because you love us, we seek you. You love us. Oh, you set your Holy Ghost fire. Father God, you lead each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
My sister said it is not by accident. Oh, glory to God, no. He says yes. He says yes, child. He says yes, daughter. He says yes, son. He says yes, wife. He says yes, husband. He says yes, kingdom. He says, my children, I have my unlimited, infinite wisdom and Holy Ghost wrapped around each and every one of you. Oh, my Father, my King, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for today's motto. I thank you that God Almighty sent a pillar by day and a pillar of fire by night. Oh, Father God, I thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, glory, I thank you. Only you, God, only you could bring us all together. Just to let us know that you are our daddy. You are our Abba. Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh, he said that Elohim spoke to him. Oh, yes, Father, we believe you. We know. Because just as we fat an eye and it closes the breath and the nostrils of man, you send your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father. Oh, glory, I thank you. In our environment, you send the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory for this honest program. Oh, Father God, my tongue. Oh, Father God, lead us and guide us and continue with your divine discernment. Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh,
thank you. Hallelujah. We have another, we have prophetess, purified daughter on the line. She's going to pray. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm just going to start praying. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much in the name of Jesus. Father God, Lord, we come to you right now according to John 14:14, Father God, Lord, to destroy any words that have been spoken over Nadia, Father God, Lord, anything that have been declared and decreed over her, Father God, Lord, that is not of you, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we come against any infirmities, Father God, Lord, any mind control, mind activity, witchcraft, sorcery, Father God, Lord, any demonic activities, God, schizophrenia, ADHD, anything, Father God, Lord, that is not like you, oh God.
Okay.
Father, we ask that you would give Nadia total deliverance, oh Father God, Lord, and total freedom, oh God, from all demonic spirits, according to John 16:23, oh Father God, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Nadia and her family, oh Father God, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh Lord. And, Father God, Lord, we ask you, oh, Jesus, according to John 14:14, Father, to render powerless, oh, God, and harmless, oh, Father God, Lord, the enemy, oh, Father God, Lord, that he cannot come back, oh, God, into the presence of that family, oh, Father God, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will loose your angels, oh, God, around that family, oh, God. Father, protect them, Father God, Lord, going in and coming out, oh, God. Father, we ask that you will destroy any curses, oh, God, any generational curses off this family's life, oh, Father God, Lord, and keep them from coming back to them, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we ask that you will destroy any evil effects, any side effects, oh, God, any things or residues or darts of the enemy, oh, Father God, any arrows, oh, Father God, Lord, any instruments, anything of unrighteousness, oh, Father God, Lord. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that they would not be able to penetrate through to this family anymore, oh, God. Father God, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that even their manifestations, oh, God, their influences, symptoms, false memories, oh, Father God, lies of the enemy, oh, God, anything, oh, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, which is a covenant, Father, according to Psalms 91, oh God. And we thank you for the healing, oh God, for this family, oh Father God, Lord. Father, we ask that you would cleanse them, Father God, Lord. Purify them, oh God. Father God, Lord, make them blemish free, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we ask that you would give Nadia and her family, oh, God, the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, oh, God. Father, we come to you, Father God, Lord, asking, oh, God, Lord, that you would just continue to bless this family, oh, God. Father, we make decrees on behalf of this family, oh, God. Father, we decree that the battle is already won, oh, God.
Already.
That, God, that you've already removed the enemy, oh, God. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you've already taken care of the enemy and anything that he tries to come up against this family, Father God, Lord. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you're preserving this family, oh, Father God, Lord, for your glory, Father God, Lord, for your purpose according to Jeremiah 29:11, oh, God. Father, we declare, Father God, Lord, total victory, oh, God, for this family, oh, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, that you sent your word, oh, God, and you said that your word would not return void, oh, Father God, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we declare, Father God, divine healing and divine life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we expect the victory that Jesus has won, oh Father God, Lord. The victory is for Nadia and her family, oh Father God, Lord, was on the cross, oh Father God, Lord. God, we thank you for favors and blessings upon this family today, oh God. Father, we thank you for mercy and grace, oh God. We thank you for favor, oh God. We thank you for extending their life, oh Father God. We thank you for using this child for your glory, oh God. We thank you for this mom for standing a gap for this child, oh Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything, oh God. And Father, in all these things we ask of you, oh God, according to your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, Purified Daughter, for that prayer. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody in the chat room for this prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for the unity. Hallelujah. And the agreement of prayer. And we thank God for the victory. We thank you that everything we've asked for is already done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We do have, glory to God, a caller on the line, area code 407.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We're standing in the gap. Praise God for Nadia. And also standing in the gap for my son. Praise God. We're going to stand on Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord of the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We give God praise. Hallelujah. We call the prodigal daughter in. We call the prodigal sons in.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And
Amen.
God, we thank you right now.
Yes.
It's already done in Jesus' name. And we pray that the prison doors will be opened for them in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Glory to God. We thank you right now, Lord. Have
Hallelujah.
Thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord, in
yes.
the name of Jesus. Touch this mother in the name of Jesus.
The name
Touch
of
me
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes.
God, I thank you right now. Because I know right now no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you right now for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like that. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Minister Bonnie Howell, TLO.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just touch and agree with you as well, in the name of Jesus, for your son. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what? We just plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children on tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I just lift up my four children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My grandchildren. Hallelujah. And we call them into obedience. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, they will come in to the will of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Sweet Susan, if you're still on the line, honey, and you are, I'm going to tell you what the prophetess said. She said to tell you to anoint Nadia's bed and anoint her room. Just go through there and anoint her room in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. TLO, you still
yes.
on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And Purified Daughter says we need to pray for all the children over the world. Hallelujah. We know that we truly are living in the last days, and we know that there is so much out here to distract our children and to draw our children away from the Lord, glory to God. But we know the power of God. We know that, my husband said, the Holy Spirit is God in the world, is God amongst us. So we know that the Holy Spirit is here. And we just call on the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to draw the children unto himself. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Sister Susan, she said to tell you to anoint Nadia as she sleeps. Okay? Anoint Nadia as she sleeps. All right? Anoint her bed, her pillows, her sheets, everything.
Thank
okay?
you.
In the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you, that works. Okay? Your faith, just do what the prophetess says and see what happens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit telling her to tell us this Holy Spirit thing is not a joke. This Holy Spirit is not a joke. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
She Amen. Said 2 Peter 2, 3 and 4. TLO, you still in the chat room, right?
Yeah, I'm in chat room and also on the line also.
Okay. 2 Peter 2, 3 and 4. Your divine power has given to our children all things that pertains to life and godliness. And they have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for your word. Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 2, 3, and 4. Brother Dre, do you have anything to add to these prayers? My husband, I see you've been putting in the chat room as well with these prayers, glory to God. But we just thank the Lord for our children. Our children, they're the next generation. We better pray for them. We better pray for them that the God of this world will no longer have the power to blind them.
Yes,
Jesus.
Mm. Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mm. All righty then. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Jesus, Jesus. Oof.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't know why Purified Daughter got off the phone, but
mm.
she said we pray for all the leaders on the front line. Apostle Paul said, you should have listened to me. Listen to the man of God, a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, the Holy Spirit is speaking tonight. So if you're getting instructions from the prophetess and the prophets in the chat room and the apostles in the chat room, then just heed the instruction because it's the Holy Spirit.
Okay?
It's the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just find the spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus that will come against us for praying for Nadia and for praying for TLO's son. We just rebuke and come against the spirit of retaliation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Purified Daughter, Lord God. We thank you for her praying, Lord God, and we ask you, hallelujah, to cover her, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. For every person that prayed, Lord God, we just lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bind and rebuke the spirit of retaliation. in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. TLO?
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to ask you in the chat room. I'm just going to ask you in the chat room because I want to see something. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, lalabasa, yalabasa.
Glory to God,
hallelujah. Here you go, boss.
Woo, okay.
Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We can't seem to move past this part. We're going to keep praying
thank
as
you,
the Lord
Jesus.
Leads Lord, in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hello,
you,
purified
Jesus.
Daughter. You're on the line.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Minister Hall,
daughter.
I just want to pray a prayer of God's spoken word over your son.
Thank you.
And God has not forgotten about your son. Sometimes we don't understand why our children are placed in a particular place, and God has not given us the ability to go and get them in that place. And sometimes that place can be a place of protection.
Amen.
It's almost like a temporary holding cell. It's nothing of a punishment or anything like that. It's just to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
For a season or for a time. So I just want to just say a small prayer, if you would permit me, please.
Amen.
Father God, amen. Lord, we thank, what is his first name, Minister Howell?
Glory to God. Cecil.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Cecil.
Cecil. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Father God, Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, the blood covenant, Father God, Lord, according to Psalms 91, Father God, Lord, over, through, around, and about Caesar, oh, Father God, Lord, his mind, oh, Father God, Lord, his spirit, will, emotions, oh, Father God, Lord, his thoughts, oh, Father God, Lord, and everything, his physical being, oh, God, everything, Father God, Lord. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you would please just send your heavenly angels, oh, Father God, Lord. Loose them, Father God, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, oh, God. Father God, Lord, loose them around him, oh, Father God, Lord. Kiss every being, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father, we ask, Father God, Lord, that you would just send your angels, Father God, Lord, and they would continuously force out, oh, God, drive out, keep out all demonic spirits from him, oh, God. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord, for favor for this child, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we ask, Father God, Lord, that you, oh, Father God, Lord, would turn the heart of the king, oh, Father God, Lord, to favor him, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that no weapon formed against him would prosper, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, your word says that who the Son set free is free indeed, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father, we just speak your spoken word over his life, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, your word says death and life is in the power of our tongue, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father, tongue can kill or nourish life, oh, God. Father God, Lord, we practice, Father God, Lord, the words of life, Father. Speak it in love over his life, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, your word says love endures long and is patient, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, we ask that you would just use him, oh, Father God, Lord, in that place where you have him right now, Father God, Lord, to be a light for many, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, there's so many, Father God, Lord, that go in, Father God, Lord, and, Father God, Lord, they begin to have a hard heart, and, Father God, but, Lord, we ask that you would just keep his heart soft, oh, Father God, Lord, and, Father God, Lord, that you would just use him as your leader, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, you would just use him, Father God, Lord, use his tongue, oh, Father God, Lord, to be edified and building up, Father God, Lord, everything around him, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that he would just shine so bright, oh, Father God, Lord,
that when he go before the king, oh, Father God, Lord, they will look, Father God, Lord, and they will find nothing against him, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, by his deeds, oh, Father God, Lord, and his obedience, oh, Father God, Lord, it will just cause him to be brought before kings in the land, oh, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, they will bless him, Father God, Lord, and they will begin to speak to him, oh, Father God, Lord, and they will begin to see the great miracles that you have upon his life, oh, Father God, Lord, and all the wisdom that you've given him in this generation, oh, God, to impact this generation, oh, God. God, you saved him for a time is now, oh, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, now is the generation, oh, Father God, Lord, that you want to use him, oh, Father God, Lord, despite what the situation is, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for everything, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we know, Father God, Lord, that you're not slow to your promises, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, you would not go back on your word, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Father God, Lord, for his freedom, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we ask that, Father God, Lord, you would just quicken him, Father God, Lord, to hear your voice, oh, Father God, Lord, and lead him, Father, even in the midnight hour, oh, Father, in prayer, oh, God. Father God, Lord, we ask, oh, Father God, Lord, that you would just put a praise and a thanksgiving in his mouth, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we ask you, Father God, Lord, that you, oh, Heavenly Father, that you would do it, Father God, Lord. And we bind the power of Satan, Father, and all the demons, oh, Father God, and all their dominion of darkness, oh, God, that's trying to seek entrance into his life, oh, God. Father God, Lord, regardless of how he's trying to come in, Father, distraction of the eyes, oh, God, distraction of the ears, oh, Father God, Lord, even people that are around him, Father God, Lord, we ask that they will flee, oh, God, if they're not of you, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father, we bind every demonic assignment, Father God, Lord, that have been spoken over him out of ignorance, oh, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, anything that was sent, Father God, and pronounced, Father God, Lord, we call them to be ineffective, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, your word said in 1 John 3:8, oh, God, for this reason, oh, God, the Son of God, Lord, your Son, oh, God, was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, oh, God. And, Father God, Lord, we declare the ways and the works of darkness over Caesar's life, Father God, Lord, be broken in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father, we, Father God, we bind the satanic attacks of nature from harming him, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, we ask that you will expose, oh, God, bring to light, Father, any negative inner vows, oh, God, any stronghold that contradicts your word for his life, oh, God. And, Father God, Lord, by the breath of your spirit, oh, God, we ask that you will just invoke the spirit of truth to be all around him, oh, Father God, Lord, to go in and expose any falsehood, oh, Father God, Lord, any hatred against him, any bitterness against him, Father God, Lord. And, Father God, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you would just give him strength, oh, God, to take up the sword, which is your word, oh, God. And, Father God, Lord, you have given him power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, oh, God, and not be harmed, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we claim full protection, Father God, Lord, of the shed of the blood of Jesus Christ, oh, God, over his life, oh, God. Father, we thank you for the Son of the living God, which is Jesus, oh, God. And Father God, Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord, that Jesus is the shield all around him, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you for your glory, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we give you praise, oh, Father God, Lord. We thank you for the strength. Father, in the midnight hour, oh, God, we ask that you will give him a song and in his spirit, oh, God. And we ask that that song will strengthen him, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, that song will bring him closer to the cross, oh, God. And, Father God, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that you just remind him of the work that his mother is doing out here on the front line, oh, God. And, Father God, Lord, that he, too, would take up, Father God, Lord, his cross, oh, God, and he would be a strong vessel walking with his mother, oh, Father God, Lord, doing the things that you have set before her, oh, God. And, Father, we just pray over Minister Howe, oh, God. We pray over her ministry, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we pray that you would just bless her financially, oh, God, so she can begin to just go forth, Father God, Lord, in full measures, oh, God, and be able to do everything that you have placed inside of her to do, Father God. Father, we thank you that, Father, she's like a tree planted by the rivers of water, oh, God. And, Father, she will bring forth fruit, Father, in this season right now, oh, God. Father God, Lord, we ask that you would just bless her, Father God, Lord, more richly, Father God, Lord, in your wisdom, oh, Father God, Lord, and give her new revelation, oh, God, to give to your people, oh, Father God. Father God, Lord, we ask, oh, Father God, Lord, that you would just continue to bless her, Father God, Lord. And Father God, we ask that you would just continue, Father God, Lord, even in the midnight hour, oh God, Father, that your Holy Spirit will come in and love on her, Father God, Lord. And your Holy Spirit will be everything that she needs, oh Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, your word says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, oh God. Father, we thank you that she's beginning to walk into a new level of anointing, oh Father God, Lord. Healing and deliverance, oh Father God. The word inside of her mouth, oh God, will go forth, Father God, and just cut up every seam, oh God. Father God, Lord, even when she thinks, Father God, Lord, that she may be moving fast, Father, and she may not be getting anywhere, Father. Father God, Lord, we ask that you just turn the situation around, oh God, because you can do it, Father. You can turn it around overnight, oh God. Father God, Lord, you can take the situation from what it is right now, Father God, Lord, and Father God, Lord, you can make her, Father God, Lord, be in the headlights, oh Father God, Lord. Father, it's only for your glory, oh God. Father, we know, Father God, Lord, that you're to get the glory. But Father God, Lord, I believe that you can cause men to get the recognition, Father, because Father God, Lord, as she continues to lift you up, oh God, you will use her to draw all men unto you, oh Father God, Lord. And Father, we thank you that your blessings in her life, Father God, Lord, is good measure pressed down and shaken together, and they're just running over, oh Father God, Lord, that people from all over, Father God, will want to connect to her, Father God, Lord, and help her carry out the vision that you have given her, oh Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, she's blessed in the city, oh God, and she's blessed in the field, oh God. She's blessed coming in and going out, Father, according to your word, oh Father God, Lord. Father, we ask that you would just bless her, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, we ask that you would just cause your riches to flourish in her life, Father. Not because she's selfish, Father, not because she need money, she want money, none of that, Father. Because your word says that you give us the ability to gain wealth, oh God, yes, to establish your covenant, oh Father. Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you for everything, oh Father. And Father, we ask that you would just continue, Father God, to speak to her, Father God. Continue to reveal hidden revelation, oh Father God. Any questions, Father God, Lord, and concerns, oh God. We ask that the Holy Spirit would just continue to go in, Father God, Lord, to give her peace, oh God. And Father, we ask you for all these things, oh Father. In Jesus' name we pray, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father God, Lord, for the children, oh, Father God. Father God, Lord, we thank you, oh, Father God, Lord, for children all over the world, oh, God. Father, we thank you for your praise, oh, Father God, Lord, that have gone forth for the children, oh, God. And, Father, we affirm now, Father God, Lord, that our children, oh, God, shall be taught the word of you, Father God, Lord, and be great, Father God, Lord, and peace, Father God, Lord, for your children, according to Isaiah 54:13, oh, God. Father, we thank you, Father, for your praise and your salvation for these children, oh God. Lord, you have a great and mighty work for these kids.
Jesus.
And Father God, Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, Lord, that they're going to go forth, oh Father God, Lord, and do your word according, Father God, Lord, to Deuteronomy 6:5, oh God, according to Mark 12:30, oh Father God. And Father God, Lord, we thank you according to your word, Father God, Lord, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, oh God, that our children are righteousness of you, Father God, Lord. And they are, Father God, Lord, the head and not the tail, oh God. And Father God, Lord, we thank you that what you begin, Father God, Lord, in them a good work, oh Father, it will continue until the day of Jesus Christ's return, oh Father, as it's found in Philippians 1:6, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father God, Lord, that our children will honor their parents, oh Father God, Lord, according to your word. And Father God, Lord, we as parents also will not provoke our children, oh God, to wrath, oh Father God, Lord. But Father, we will bring them up, Father God, Lord, in the training and the admonition, Father God, Lord, of you, oh God, as you have instructed us according to Ephesians 6:4, oh God. Father, we pray, Father God, Lord, that nothing will be done by our children through selfish ambition or conceit, oh God. But Father God, Lord, we praise you, oh Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that, Father God, Lord, that you, oh God, have given our children grace, oh Father, and grace abound upon our children. They will always have sufficiency in all things, oh God. Father God, Lord, it may seem like the children in America, oh Father God, Lord, is lacking, Father God, Lord, in education, Father God, Lord, and all discipline, oh Father God, Lord. But Father, we ask right now that you will change that around, oh God. Father God, Lord, we ask, Father God, Lord, that you will just use children all over the world, oh God, and you will just raise up your new generation, oh Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, we ask you that you continue to pour out your spirit upon our offspring, oh Father God, Lord, and bless our children, our descendants, oh Father God, Lord, as it is written, oh God. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord. Father, it is written, oh God, Lord, that Jesus, Father, that the Lord, Father, continue those, Father God, Lord, who contend with our children, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we ask according to your word, oh Father, that our children, Father, will be mighty in this earth, oh God. And the generation of the upright, God, they don't have to be children of rebellion. They're going to be children of uprightness, oh Father God, Lord. They're going to be children of sanctification, oh Father God, Lord. They will be blessed, oh Father God, Lord. They will bring increase, Father God, Lord, not only to you, Father God, Lord, but their earthly parents that you have given them, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, we thank you according to your word, oh Father God, Lord. And 2 John 1 and 2, Father God, Lord, that our children will prosper in all things, oh God, and are in health, Father God, Lord, and their soul will prosper, oh God. We thank you for the divine power, oh Father God, Lord, that you place over our children, oh God, that pertain to life and godliness, oh God. Father God, Lord, we thank you, oh God. That, Father God, Lord, that you would make our children shine into this earth, oh, Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh, Father God, Lord, for giving our children kindly affectionate for one another in brotherly love. Father, our children will no longer go out to be children of destruction, oh, God. Father God, Lord, they will no longer go out and say all type of things, Father God, Lord, that will bring shame to you and shame to their parents, oh, Father God, Lord. But, Father God, Lord, they will be children of righteousness, oh, God. They will be children of obedience, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, you have called them, Father God, Lord, to be a peculiar nation, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, you have set them aside. You have called them to be ambassadors into this earth, oh, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, you have made them, Father God, Lord, the apple of your eye, Father God, Lord. Father, we thank you so very much, oh, God, that our children will become children of righteousness, slaves of righteousness, oh, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, we thank you that they are the elect, oh, Father God, children everywhere. Father God, we thank you for these precious gifts, oh, Father. And, Father, all these things we ask of you, oh, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't know this was a divine setup, I don't know what to say. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this is why we need the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Right, purified daughter? Hallelujah. She done went out on me that fast. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're not going to go over the Holy Spirit. She prayed, and I think we're just going to end the broadcast right now because I really don't have anything else to say. The word of the Lord came. The prayers came, so we're just going to end the broadcast on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for what he's done. Do not speak anything negative. We got the prayer tonight. Let's just keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you tonight for this broadcast. We thank you for every prayer that went up. Father God, we thank you for Nadia's safe return home. We pray for Cecil. We thank God. We thank you for Cecil, Lord God. We thank you for his release. We thank you for everything you're doing in our children and in us, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
If the Lord will, we will be back on Monday night at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you all. Good night. Hallelujah.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Good night.